This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The wacky world of leftism continues. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Holy cow. The Democrats now want to sue in order to find out what the connection is between the WikiLeaks, the Russians, and Donald Trump. And what they're doing is they're effectively suing so that they can kick their own butts. Glad you guys are here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Wow. What a development. And let me tell you exactly what this is. This is the Democrats knowing that the Mueller investigation is coming to an end. So in order to keep it in the news, to keep something going, they've got to create something. And amongst their base, they believe they have a shot of convincing these people that there's really something there. Now, I'm not going to lie to you and tell you that these clowns don't believe that. There are some of these clowns that believe it, but I wanted to remind you of something. In spite of all the nonsense that they've had with this Russian collusion narrative, this false news, fake news narrative, Donald Trump continues to rise. You become more ingrained in the notion of just what level they're willing to stoop to in order to make this happen. And so you've strengthened your resolve. I'm speaking on behalf of you because I've talked to you and I feel your pain. I know what you're doing out there. I've talked to many of you as I've hit the road over the past 6 or 7 weeks. And I'm telling you, nobody's buying this. So the idea that they really believe this is sellable, I find interesting. But they do. And then they don't. The Democrat National Committee is suing Trump campaign, Russia, and WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, and several relatives and associates of President Donald Trump, alleging a grand conspiracy that harmed Democrats due to WikiLeaks publication of internal party emails through the 2016 presidential campaign, is what they say. Now, here's what's interesting. The judge is a Clinton appointee. When that judge has to throw this out, you'll see just, you know, how crazy things get. Now, I want to remind you of something I told you. I said when Donald Trump gets over 51% approval rating, the Democrats are going to lose their lunch. They will lose the religion, whatever their religion happens to be. They will lose it. This is what you're witnessing. What are they going to do when a Clinton judge throws this out? The same thing that's going on in the Mueller investigation, where an Obama IG, David Horowitz, a Democrat appointed by Obama, is the one who's breaking this case wide open. It's not Mueller. Mueller's on defense because of somebody apparently on the left having some scruples. Now, I don't know how long it lasts. I don't know what Horowitz is trying to get to. I don't know whether he understands that he shouldn't be using a political agenda here. But I'm telling you, this is big, that he is the one forcing these issues. And guess what? It's only going to get worse. What did I tell you guys? Now the Republicans have finally come out and said, you know what? We're going to push for 11 people to be prosecuted, and they named them. I'm sorry, 11 Republicans pushed to get certain people named, like McCabe and Comey and so on. That's happened. You're now seeing the IG looking at the Clinton Foundation. What's going to happen as all of these scandals begin to break? Do the Democrats believe, and I'm asking you this question, you can call us at 844-551-8255, or you could reach us at kjradio.com, but what do you think is going to happen? Do you think they feel like there's a balance between the propaganda that they spread and the reality of what we all know? See, I don't know, but I'll tell you this. The 66-page lawsuit that was filed in Manhattan federal court that alleges that Trump courted favor in Russia through family business, and that the Russians allegedly used those connections before the presidential election to disseminate what they call the spoils from a cyber attack on the DNC. Donald Trump fought back and said this: wait till I get through with you in discovery. Wait until we get your server, and then we have our forensic people go over it. Wait until we're able to depose witnesses. And now that you want to bring this into civil court, Donald Trump, and by the way, I believe this with my heart, he is saying, you finally did it. You finally went too far. It said, in the Trump campaign, Russia found a willing and active partner in the effort to disrupt the presidential election, according to the Democratic Committee. Now, I want to remind you of what they did. These are people who offended Bernie Sanders voters to such a degree that many of them cast votes for Donald Trump. Now, these are the people who essentially allowed Hillary Clinton to take over the DNC. These are the people who then conspired with the Hillary Clinton campaign to shut down the Vermont senator, communist Bernie Sanders. These are the people who colluded to get interview questions. These are the people who wrote a fake dossier in order to get Donald Trump removed. And now they have the nerve to want to sue the Republicans. These are the people that said, if an election is won, we shouldn't be questioning the validity of the election the way Donald Trump was saying he might. And you wonder why Donald Trump was actually saying why we should question the validity of the election, number one. And number two, why the left, who are now questioning the validity of the election, are doing it. Do I need to connect the dots for you on that? This is so amazing to me. And here's what's interesting. It's going to continue. It's only going to get worse in terms of the left trying to stir things up. And ultimately, it's only going to be worse for the left. They're going to crush themselves under their own weight. And you just be around there to smile. Don't worry about it. You're going to have a lot of fun watching them eat crow, watching them have to defend themselves. And I'm talking about not just on this crooked election and what they did to Donald Trump, but the minutia, the things that we've been talking about for the better part of a decade, fast and furious, how they did Obamacare, the VA scandal, and Benghazi, and many other things that we know this crooked administration presided over and wanted us to ignore, pretend we didn't see, or whatever you want to call it. Wow, what does it take for somebody to believe, to want to make people believe that there was collusion where there was none, and the obvious collusion should be overlooked? Thanks for picking this fight, Democrats. Thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart, Kevin Jackson, from the bottom of the heart of everybody associated with the Kevin Jackson Show. Thank you for showing your true colors. You're being so anti-American. You're being so willing to put front and center what you do, how lecherous your behaviors really are. Thank you for this. Because as I said to everybody listening to the program before and on TV, if it weren't for these guys being nutty and showing you this, we might not believe it was even possible.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Radio show.
You talk about leadership. You should clap for that. And when you were director of the FBI, you actually talked a lot about what you learned about leadership from probably the biggest star in the NBA.
Yeah, LeBron James, a man I've never met. I resemble only in being the same height, and everything else is his shoulders are about twice mine. But I admire LeBron James, and about to find out, I used to talk about him all over the FBI and say, he illustrates what the endless pursuit of excellence looks like. I don't want to offend anybody, but he's the best basketball player on the earth today. There may be, people have different... I'm sorry, year 15.
You can't make anybody happy.
No, year 15 for LeBron, and he is still the king, the top of the game. But every offseason I've read, he tries to find a part of his game to make better, which is crazy, because he's already better than everybody else. It's because he measures himself not against the others, but against himself. So I used to say inside the FBI, look, this is a great organization, but it's not good enough. It can't ever be good enough. We have to find parts of our game to make better. Look at LeBron James.
All right. Wow. What an interview, Stephanopoulos. Cackling like a little old girl. Jeez Louise. And Comey. LeBron James, the only thing we share is that we're the same height. You're right. You know what? You do share something else. LeBron is a big whiny baby, too. Yeah. Glad you guys are back. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255 if you want to call. Or you can reach us at KJRadio.com. Lots to talk about. So we were just talking about the Democrats suing the Republicans, thinking it's going to take the heat off of them if they can keep this thing going. We've got Comey making the complete comedy circuit, and good for him because this is a comedy. It's been a comedy of errors. And let me tell you, between what he thinks that he's going to be slick, James Comey believes that he can talk his way out of this because people are stupid. They aren't going to know what he meant, what the inference was and all that, and he's about to get crucified. And the Republicans who filed this indictment against him, the 11 Republicans, are going to get their justice. They're going to get it for us. I know it moves slow. A lot of people want it to be fast. It doesn't work that way. But that's okay. He went on to say that it's the endless pursuit of excellence that LeBron James is after. And look, I get it. People want to believe that he gets in the gym, he rolls up his sleeves, and he just gives it his all. And, you know, it's every single day, day in, day out, 100%. He also works with Warren Buffett in order to the endless pursuit of his riches. And yet, LeBron James remains one of the dumbest basketball players ever. You can give him all the money you want. He can take Warren Buffett's advice and make all the money he want by making stock moves that, quite frankly, you know, many people have been doing on the other side for quite some time and guaranteeing themselves money. But he's a fraud. He's a fraud like all the rest of them. This guy's a dyed-in-the-wool leftist, doesn't even know why. He hurts the black community and America as a whole. But for Comey, he's in his pursuit of excellence. See, if LeBron James were really in pursuit of excellence, he would stop having a bunch of babies with women that he has no plans on being with, and he would honor his commitment to his family. How about that? Do you think Comey is going to say to anybody that what he knows, I mean, I don't know what he knows about LeBron James, but if he did any research, he'd find out that he's not exactly a stellar human being. Now, I'm not complaining in the sense that, you know, holier than thou and being sanctimonious, everybody makes mistakes. But really? That's your pursuit of excellence? Do a little research on this guy. The guy who is, you know, anti-Trump. Don't misunderstand me. For example, I didn't want people to be anti-Obama. You can be anti-Obama's policies and not like the man. Now, I'll be blunt. I don't like him as a human being. I don't think Barack Obama was a nice person, but I wouldn't tell other people don't like him for that reason. So you can think what you want about the man, but I'm not against him. LeBron James is against Donald Trump for just being Donald Trump. LeBron James, prior to Donald Trump becoming president, would have gladly sat down with Donald Trump and taken advice. The minute Donald Trump becomes president and runs under a Republican, then he no longer has any need for him. See, that's my problem. I never would have wanted to sit down with Barack Obama. Before, after, or at any point. But again, I don't care to influence you one way or the other. I really don't. I know you people will probably disagree and say, Kevin, you don't seem that way. But that's not the case. I tell people all the time, my opinions are my own. If you happen to share them, if I happen to impart some logic on you and you decide I adopt that reasoning behind it, good for you. But you should adopt it. You should adopt it only because I've said the things that make you understand it in a way that you know that you can observe on for yourself or decide I want to follow that. But I have no other agenda besides that. That's why when we were talking about putting Tea Party Community moving it from an LLC to a 501c3, and people were like, "Well, Kevin, it's conservative," and I said, "No, it's not. It's pragmatic." It's observational. It's completely nonpartisan or bipartisan, if you want to think of it that way, because it is not one way or the other, except pragmatic. That's what the Tea Party is about. Good quality people who want to do the right thing. And I will tell you, LeBron James is neither of those. He's not a good quality person who wants to do the right thing. So for Comey to say, yeah, he measures against himself, good for him. Well, if LeBron James truly measured against himself, he would improve himself. he would stop doing these destructive things in the black community. But he has no need to, because there's a part of LeBron James that's putting his fortune, he's betting part of his fortune on the ignorance of black folks. Comey goes on to say, it's never good enough for LeBron James. He's always looking for better. I'm not going to argue with that necessarily. Then he goes on to say, he finds parts of his game to make better. He's not working on what's already there that he's mastered. He's working on the new things. And I'll defer. I don't watch LeBron James play basketball. I don't like LeBron James. I don't really like professional sports any longer because of what's happened. But I'll tell you this, if you take them outside of their game, they're not doing what it takes to make things better. When somebody says, I'm not going to see the president because he's Donald Trump and not because it's Barack Obama, they're not making things better. As an athlete, you're supposed to be a role model for young kids to say, respect the person in charge of this country. Do you believe that any of the left give a rat's behind about how it's perceived when they say, I'm not going to go see the president? But look, this isn't about LeBron James or Stephen Curry and the Golden State Warriors and all those clowns. This is about Jim Comey, a man who says, I've never met LeBron James, but he's my idol. He's the guy that I'm going to hold to in esteem. And he's going to be the guy that that represents excellence for me in the FBI. A guy who is a womanizer, multiple babies at every port, and a basketball player.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of MyPillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Think about your old grandparents or something like this, and you see them as a kid, and they can do no wrong. They're just the sweetest people, and so on and so forth. And then, if you do a little bit of digging in the family tree, somebody tells you, well, you do know your grandfather was in prison, or your grandfather killed a man, or your grandmother used to be a wildcat. And you're like, what? Because you see them one way or the other. See, that to me is sort of how America is represented when you have these so-called icons. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Icons. People bigger than life. They transcend whatever they may have done or whatever you might learn of them in the future, theoretically, to be bigger than life, to remain bigger than life. And so people are effectively trying to bestow that type of a thing onto Barbara Bush. Recently passed away. She did it gracefully. They've got the family. They've been trotting each of them out there, George W. and Jeb and whomever. And they've been talking about the, I don't know how many years, 70 years or something that the Bushes were married, HK. I mean, he ran the CIA, worked as obviously vice president under Trump, under a Truman, under, I'm going to get it out here in a minute, under Reagan, and then ultimately became president for a single term. Didn't get elected because he made the pledge, read my lips, no new taxes. We get Bill Clinton, which probably was a good thing. George Bush was a terrible president. His son wasn't much better. Just being honest. People ask me, Kevin, why didn't you, weren't you more vocal during the time of Bush? And I can, the only excuse I can give you is I wasn't paying attention. I wasn't. I saw what was about to happen with Obama or Hillary Clinton and said, I better get in the game. And of course, it became Obama. And there was nothing we could do. He rode in, as Caesar rode into the Colosseum, you know, the Colosseum. And he was just a conquering hero for most, many people in America who could not see beyond him. I saw beyond him. But I want to go back to this idea, this concept of people seeing somebody like a Barbara Bush or anybody, any of these so-called iconic figures, and saying, wow, amazing person, such a great person, whatever, whatever. I don't know that I believe that. I've watched too many real life history documentaries about the Kennedys, and I see the father, I believe his name was Jack, but the father manipulating things, making things happen on behalf of his kids. I watched this show called Billions. I think I've heard, you guys have heard me talk about it. And the father of the guy who plays the I don't know what he's like a deputy attorney general or something, and he's a lawyer, legal beagle for the government. And this man and his son are on the outs, and the son tries to make up with him. In the last episode, the son goes to the Yale, where he's going to give a speech about his dad, and he's tugging on every heartstring, and you in the audience are going, oh man, they're going to make up. Sure they are. And so the father, he's shaking his head in the audience because his son's giving his introduction, and he goes up and he, hugs his son and, thank you, son, and this, that, and the other, and he, kind of looks as if he's apologizing for all the stuff that they've gone through, and which is what the son went there to do anyway. Well, long story short, when they leave, the father leaves the building. He storms out. The son goes in behind him. Dad, what's wrong? What's wrong? And he says, that was the weakest thing I've ever seen you do. And he excoriates him. What are you doing? I raised you better than to be that weak. So when he gets in a pickle, the son, he remembers the words of his father and he screws him over. I mean, eats up the rest of his money because the father was waiting on a piece of land that where they're going to build an Indian casino, and it was going to get him right back to square. But the son sells him out. They take the casino. They're not going to build a casino there. He pulled out a big favor. So long story short, the father comes to see his son, and he kisses him right on the lips, and he says, I'm so proud of you. You got your chance to stick it to me, and you took it. And I thought to myself, wow. Many people watching the show had to be thinking, wow. That's what the father's love was built on. I made you a machine, a warrior. And I don't care who gets in your way. Your job is to steamroll over them. And that's what he did. And that's what made his father from money, made of money, built by the same grandfather who, his father who built him. He built his son, and his son screwed him over royally in order to save his own hide. And the minute I saw that film, I thought of the Kennedys. I thought of the Obamas. I thought of the Clintons and many other families, these dynasties that want to feel like they've got some sort of royal blood. I thought immediately on that because, see, that is exactly how the left behaves. They will absolutely run you over with a tank in order to get what they want. The sooner you understand that, the better. The sooner you teach your kids that, the better. Because that way, they may not want to be what these kids want to be, but at least they won't get run over. They'll get out of the way. Or in some cases, I hope they do. I hope they thwart them. I hope that they get in the way, take over the tank, throw out the leftists on the side of the road, and take over the tank and head back towards protecting the village. Metaphorically, the village being America. I'm just telling you, I've watched this stuff develop. I've watched how these people do things. How Hillary will look at Chelsea. And all these other politicians that have nepotism going on throughout, through tried and true. Anyway, Barbara Bush is not as popular as everybody believes. And I'm going to tell you something. I don't believe Barbara Bush is anywhere near the matronly, grandmotherly figure that the media wants her to be made out to be. Now, I'm not going to say anything harsh about her because I don't know about her life and I don't really care. I grieve for her family. I believe Barbara Bush is more than ready to go. And I believe in my heart of hearts she believes she's going to heaven, probably will. But don't make a mistake about it and get it twisted if you're not believing that Barbara Bush was an absolute hellion when she was here. On earth, she would absolutely, cut your you-know-what off in order to further the cause of her family. That's why the Bush family has so much vitriol currently for the president. And you can bet Barbara Bush led the charge. This article is about Roger Stone. Former advisor to the president lost an invitation to speak at an event because of negative remarks he made about the former First Lady Barbara Bush. The Okaloosa Republican Executive Committee uninvited stone over comments he made to the right-wing conspiratorial website InfoWars about Barbara Bush, who, of course, died last week. I understand I'm going to take a lot of crap for speaking the truth about Barbara Bush, Stone said in an interview with InfoWars host Alex Jones. She was a mean-spirited, vindictive drunk. She is ascending into hell right now. She's not going to heaven. She was a bad person. Now, I don't know if Roger can speak to all the other stuff, but my suspicion is he's right. My suspicion is that George got a lot of his bad habits from not only his father, he learned a lot of things from his father, but he learned certain things from his mom, because George Bush Jr., George Bush W. Bush, was an alcoholic, used drugs, became president of the United States. Stone, they said, who also reportedly wrote on Instagram that Barbara Bush drank so much booze, if they cremated her, her body would burn for 3 days. Again, don't know. I don't really care. But here's what I'll tell you. I don't believe Barbara Bush put two family members as president without being something different. Some may argue that's a good thing. I don't really care. And I want to keep repeating that, because Barbara Bush is gone. Her legacy will live on through other people. But I suspect it isn't as good as people say. You know the old saying, you never get as good as your resume. But Roger Stone's going to start losing a lot more because of things like this. And I don't know why this struck me as interesting or odd, but just the idea that this is a guy who has been fighting for freedom for quite some time, Roger Stone. I met him for the first time at an event in Oregon. And I just find a lot of what, I mean, again, I don't know what this is going to impact his career, but it probably will. But I want to be on record to say that I don't believe the hype, and I don't think you should believe it either. And I think Roger is probably right on a lot of these things, the same way we've talked about Hillary Clinton. Don't get so foggy-eyed about it that we forget that there are a lot of people that love Hillary Clinton, too, and don't think she's done anything wrong. I don't think Barbara Bush is as bad as Hillary Clinton, but I certainly don't make her a saint.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
End to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
They said it couldn't happen, but it did. Yeah. In fact, we've got a flashback of Hillary Clinton talking about the North Korean situation and how Donald Trump was handling it. And here's what she had to say.
This is a very serious issue. And what I am most critical of is that you cannot deal with North Korea unless you work with our allies, South Korea and Japan, and you move China as much as possible, right? So it doesn't help for the president on Twitter to insult South Korea. It is not useful in our trying to bring people together to deal with what is a very serious threat to our own national security.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. So Trump has changed the worldview. In a year and a couple of, in a year and a couple of months, Donald Trump has gone from ridiculing little fat boy Korean, something that all the left, like Hillary Clinton said, is not going to get him to the negotiation table, blah, blah, blah. They've ridiculed his handling of foreign policy as respect to China specifically, but certainly as it relates to North Korea. And here's North Korea ready to sit down and have meaningful talks. And who knows, Donald Trump has negotiated yet again by saying, I will walk out if we don't get, you know, meaningful discussion going. And you've got Kim Jong-un, who's done something pretty miraculous and says, hey, look, I'm not going to test any nukes. I'm going to shut down a nuclear testing facility. In fact, I'm going to show you that I mean business when we negotiate. And I will tell you, I couldn't be more thrilled to know that Donald Trump is at the helm of this. I really can't. Because I'm looking at how things have been handled up to this point, and I would ask myself, and I would challenge you to ask yourself this as well, what would have happened here if Barack Obama had gotten anywhere close to what Donald Trump has achieved with this nation? But in asking yourself that question, you got to wonder, why was he so ineffective? Why is a guy who's supposed to be a silver-tongued devil, who's talked, you know, men out of their underwear, women out of their panties, whatever, think of it any way you want, and he can't reach out and get Iran to do what it's supposed to do, which, by the way, May 12th is when the negotiation for Iran is over. The nuke deal ends, the deal we had put in place. So that's coming up. It will be talked about here again. I'll be back in Paris at the end of June with the Iranian resistance talking about this very issue on various panels. So we have that going on. And in the backdrop, we've got China now, who, remember, called Kim Jong-un over and said, look, dude, you got to start playing ball here. And this is what started the whole process going, the talk of trade. I want you to remember when Donald Trump started talking about trade, and people were like, what are you talking about? Why do you want to get us out of NAFTA? Why do you want to not be part of TPP? Why are you doing these things that are so different than your predecessors? And I warned everybody, in a good way. I said, Donald Trump's not a war hawk. He doesn't want to go to war. But he will go to war with one thing. He will go to war over our economy. And once he grows that economy and sees that it's sustainable, he will go to war with it. He's not going to fight Iran by saying, I'm going to drop a bunch of nukes on you or whatever. He's going to say, if you want to enter the world, you want to do business with America, ergo any other country that wants to do business with us, you're going to be a good citizen of the world. There's no reason why we should be threatening one another with nuclear weapons. And it isn't us trying to control you. It's the fact that you have uncontrollable people that shows the world you're not capable of having these weapons without wanting to browbeat everybody. And when he wins this philosophical war with Kim Jong-un, you're going to see a wholesale change. But I want you to stop for a minute and just say, where are we in all of this, and who has been unable to accomplish this since the time of Bill Clinton, where he gave Fat Boy all of the weapons, did not allow for inspections, and so on? We've seen nothing but good quality negotiations happening. Now, people say, Kevin, the president shouldn't be calling Kim Jong-un, the leader of a nation, Fat Boy. And I would say to you, why not? It's part of the negotiation. If you want me to start showing respect for you on the national level, the international level, I should say, you'll behave like somebody with decorum. And if you don't, I will embarrass you, because you know something, Kim Jong-un? You will not be able to stop the propaganda that's going to be against you when you find out that the United States president is criticizing you. He's talking smack about you. So, here's Donald Trump, the dumbest guy on the planet, according to the left, who got North Korea to go visit South Korea during the Olympic Games, and they supposedly were mocking him, according to the media. Look at everything that they're doing. They're all amazing. It's such amazing to be a North Korean and all the propaganda campaign. Which, by the way, should have told this audience, you, conservatives, that Donald Trump was winning. Because the overblown pontification of all these leftist media wacks and clowns should have just said to you, why? I mean, it begs the question, why are you supporting a crazy dictator who stars his people, who will kill his own family members just to prove a point? I'm talking about the feeding of his uncle the dogs and the poisoning of his half-brother and many other things. The fact that, remember the soldiers that escaped? Does anybody remember him? The dude had intestinal worms, malnutritioned, and he was so bound and determined to get from under the grip of Kim Jong-un that he would dare risk escaping into another country and practically get dying. It was so bad. And he was a member of the, you know, some, I don't know if it was elite, but some military group that you would think he would be feeding his military. This guy had tapeworms the size of California. So he was getting out. I mean, this is a country that is dark at night. It doesn't have the power to bring electricity to people. Its people are starving. What was that story about that young lady? She was so she looked like a zombie. You remember? You guys remember me doing this show? They said she was a zombie. She was so malnutritioned. She just was walking along in a vegetative state. And these are the people that the left will take sides over. I'm talking not the people that he's harmed, Kim Jong-un has harmed, but Kim Jong-un. Go look for negative press about this man when they're speaking about it in terms of Donald Trump. It's practically non-existent. So, just again, wrap your mind around the idea that we've been threatened by Kim Jong-un in North Korea for the better part of 2 decades, since Kim Jong-il died. We've been threatened for the better part of 2 decades. A program, a nuclear program, handed to them by Bill Clinton, working with those people, working with Chinese government spies to give North Korea nuclear weapons. So all this has been going on for the better part of 2 decades under some of the smartest people out there, right? Bill Clinton and Barack Obama, two of the smartest people ever, if you ask the average leftist. And it took dumb Donald Trump to get these guys to say, we're willing to come to the negotiation table to work out the details. I apologize for, you know, because, you know, the Koreans will fire back with their real haughty language about Donald Trump. I'm sure Trump will say, hey, you know, let bygones be bygones. But here's the deal. You're going to have to denuclearize. But if you do that, we're going to help you. I'm going to have a guest on. He's a friend of mine. Served in the clandestine agencies. And he worked Africa for protecting the State Department. And some of his insights about what's been going on, this anti-American sentiment, lose at all costs as long as Trump is president, is pervasive. He'll explain to you how the State Department really works and that these people don't have your best interest in mind. And I know so much about it because of guys like my buddy, you know, Marine insider who's worked under various presidents. And it is mind-blowing to me how we let these people get away with this. So we've got good news with Donald Trump. It's not going to happen. The left is not going to spread this news on behalf of us and make us feel good about, hey, you know what? We finally got these North Koreans to focus on themselves and their economy, and let's build their economy so we can have good trading partners and so on and so forth. They're not going to give this man credit. It's going to be up to us to do it. But I'll tell you what, it's almost impossible to ignore what this guy's accomplished in this particular foreign policy initiative. Kudos, Donald Trump.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.